contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Welcome to Tears for Fears, Trail Mix 103.1. Good morning, and thank you for starting not only your day, but your week with Trail Mix. Gray here with you for hour two of the morning show. Michael Jackson coming up next, because every hour starts with five in a row here on 103.1. It may be the second hour of my morning show today, but probably like you, I still need to really get warmed up today, get started. The diesel engine has only just turned over the first time, so we'll get the morning going here after a few more of your favorites. Here's Michael Jackson.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. See the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Change his ways, and no message could have been
Trail Mix 103.1.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Yeah. That kind of loving turns a man to slam. That kind of loving sends a I go crazy, baby. I go crazy. You
try. Hey girl, move a little closer, 'cause you're too shy, shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy, shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy, shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy, shy.
Whoa!
Simple Minds on Trail Mix 103.1. Don't you forget about me. Good morning. Thank you for starting your day with Trail Mix. Gray here with you. Wanted to let you know that today is the beginning of construction on Highway 13 here in Park Falls, starting at the North Fork Flambeau River Bridge, stretching until 5th Street North in the city of Park Falls. Scheduled to begin today and wrap up on or around September the 5th, of course, depending on weather conditions and other kind of circumstances. There will be one lane open to traffic in each direction, access maintained to businesses and residences at all times. If you're interested in more information regarding traffic impacts, transportation news, project updates, and such, follow them on X at wis.northcent. Or you can check out their 511 website, projects.511.wi.gov. As I carry on through the day, inevitably I'm carrying with me some things that are going on and happened over the weekend. Something as I get older, you realize that there's just, you slowly accumulate a little bit of loss over time. And so every once in a while, we're reminded that the time only moves one direction. Out there in the Pike Lake area, we were reminded of that recently. And I think that's where I'll leave it for now. My thoughts with everybody involved. I'd already gone one full hour without saying anything, without thanking those who were out there yesterday in the Pike Lake area doing God's work. So thank you to everybody. Don't worry, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's A-okay. Enjoy a pleasant Monday. You'll be updated too soon. Weather coming up next on Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the 9th.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Andy Casper, manager of the Highway 13 construction project taking place right now, about the project and what to expect for its duration.
This project, Wisconsin 13, right there in Park Falls, begins just north of the North Fork Flambeau River Bridge, and then extends to the north all the way to North 5th Street. The purpose of this improvement project is to maintain the existing pavement, so we're going to be taking the top 2 inches off of the asphalt roadway pavement and then replace it with 2 new inches of asphalt pavement. Some other items of work that are going to be done at the same time. The curb ramps at all the intersections for the sidewalk no longer meet the American with Disabilities Act standards, so we're going to go ahead and replace those. There is also some street light improvement where we're going to be upgrading to an LED street light system. And additionally, there's going to be small improvements to the traffic signals. Road's going to stay open during construction. You're going to see some flagging operations, some temporary short-term driveway/side road disruptions, but any kind of disruption should be communicated with adjacent property owners as asphalt paving trains coming through. So generally speaking, mobility will be maintained as it is today, and you'll see people out there working, but still should be able to get around and do your daily tasks. Be off the cell phone. It's prohibited or even against law to be on a cell phone in a construction zone, so be alert, be attentive driver, slow down, try and give these guys some respect as you're coming through the work zone. Monday through Wednesday, you'll see some erosion control get installed that consists of silt fence along the roadway or inlet protection, and then some construction staking, so survey information and possibly saw cutting. But the activities won't be real disruptive after the holiday weekend. Then they'll kind of jump into a little bit more involved work. So for basically the first full month of the project, July into mid-August, you're going to see the curb ramp construction and then the lighting work. And you won't see a significant amount of asphalt paving until about mid-August. And I just want to asterisk that these construction schedules are always weather dependent and the contractor's workload. So we have a rough schedule today, but that's always kind of a moving target.
Remember, folks, please pay attention when in the work zone, add extra time to your commute, and possibly consider adding a second cup of coffee to your drive, because we all know the absolute wonders of road construction. I'm Austin Bermain, and these have been your local news updates on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet. All the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question. Cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but no still means no.
For your ears, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
I should have known better than to let you go alone.
Whitesnake on Trail Mix 103.1. We've got more music on the move. Magic started it with Rude after that check of the weather. Spoiler alert, beautiful day coming at you. Three more songs coming at you first, starting here now with New Kids on the Block, then Kiss, Naked Eyes, and Sorta Sports.
Time was a blast. Third time. Keep on going. Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born.
The Naked Eyes on Trail Mix, always something there to remind me. And you want to talk about something that's always there? There's something always there if you've been watching Caitlin Clark's home games, The Laugh. I'm talking about The Laugh. If you haven't already heard about the Caitlin Clark laugh, well, it's not Caitlin Clark's laugh, but it sure has been associated with her. Of course, Caitlin Clark, the arguably most popular WNBA basketball player, her popularity has brought some new scrutiny to WNBA broadcasts, specifically those of the Indiana Fever home games, Caitlin Clark's team. There is now a petition on change.org put together by fans who are annoyed by one particular fan's voice. Yeah, they're annoyed by a loud vocal fan with a distinct and persistent voice disrupting the broadcast of home games at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The fan has been suggested to sound like a dolphin. That's why I specifically said the laugh. And actually, come to think of it, I applied that to this. I don't know if it's actually this fan's laugh or if there's... Are they saying that this fan's speaking voice sounds like a dolphin? Either way, apparently this person sits near the scorer's table, can be heard regularly on TV broadcasts. And boy, hopefully isn't reading this. Happy Monday. By the way, that strikes me like that laugh. If you're not turning the game off because of it, you're probably more used to it than you think, and it might seem like it's missing once it's gone. Seriously, people can get used to about anything. Weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Big G from 98Q Country is bringing the party live on site at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. It's the Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Come out for free food and drinks, spin the 98Q Country prize wheel. You could win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D certificates, and much more. Classic cars, fun prizes, and top-notch service. D&D does it all. With ASE certified techs, tire perks, great deals, and 24-hour towing.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on trailmix.fm/contest-terms.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.